To hear all the clips of the show like this and more, please sign up to our weekly Nolan newsletter at bbc.co.uk/Nolan. Right, just before we go today, you've done a package on loneliness, have you, for your Monday night show?
Yes, the Skenos Centre in East Belfast. There's some lovely people that go there, elderly people, and we were talking about basically when you get a bit older, and young people get it too, you can be lonely and you can need extra company when people aren't around so much, and especially when you've gone from maybe being married to someone for 40 years and then they're gone.
One in 10 people, older people, don't see their family even once a month, for goodness sake. Right, so this is from your Monday night show.
Yes.
You went where? The Skenos Centre.
The Skenos Centre, and had a chat with some really nice people that were there.
When you live alone, it takes a bit of getting used to. I'm 3 years on my own. It's not easy. You know, whenever you've been over 50 years married.
Tell me, what was your husband's name?
John.
And what was John like?
Very easy to get on with. Oh, because no secret, just we always seem to get on, you know. It's an awful loss, it really is. Mm. It's, you just, when you're younger, you never imagine this is going to happen to you, but it does.
How do you adjust when that goes?
Hard. Oh, my goodness, dreadful. Stars shining bright
above you. Selling. I live on my own, but I've got a family.
Mm-hmm.
5 girls and 5 boys.
Do you ever find it difficult living on your own?
Sometimes. First it was, I was very depressed and cried a lot, you know. Mm-hmm. But the family, they all work. Mm-hmm. And there's not often they get down to see you, but if you get time to come down, to come down. Getting fed up, I just go in and take things out of the cupboards and rearrange and put them all back in again.
Merlin, originally from Donegal Pass. Was married a good man. Dream a little dream of me. 45 years when he died, and then took a stroke after he died.
What was his name?
William. He was an English man.
Where'd you meet him?
Plaza, in Chichester Street.
Uh-huh.
He was a soldier.
Did you go and talk to him first, or did he talk to you?
No, he came over to me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I still miss him, like, every day I miss him.
Very, very tough.
Why is that?
Because our house was always packed.
How long were you married for?
52 years.
Where did you meet?
Where did met in a dance hall on the Woodstock Road, Mitchell's.
A bit of a dancer.
You can say that again.
And do you remember the night you met him?
Well, he just come over and asked me. Now they don't do the way they dance now. They come over and say, can I have this dance, please? So the girl next to me thought he was coming to her, but he was coming to me. So he danced with me the whole night, and then he asked her to leave me home.
It's important, though, that your family do come and see you, and that...
Oh.
Because not everyone has that.
Do you see the days you're not going anywhere and all? You think the days never going to end. People around you, you must have people around you.
How long did you date for before you got married?
5 years.
That's quite a while.
I haven't given a bit of a shove, like.
Did you? You've got lots of friends here as well. I've taken Eileen's seat. She's away for a cup of tea. She had enough.
It's the tea getting made.
And am I keeping you back
yes,
for your tea?
Yes, you are. I'm not going behind your back to tea. You are keeping me back.
A certain party up the street I live in said to me, I think you and I could do a line. I says, I beg your pardon, I'm not looking for a line. I have a good husband and I'll never have another one. Dream a
little dream of me. Peggy McCausland, when you're on your own, you know, it's lonely and it's... Mm-hmm.
Do you get lonely sometimes, Peggy?
Oh, I do indeed. It feels that bad that I bought myself a mouth organ to learn to play it.
Are you serious? You have the mouth organ with you?
Yeah.
And have you taught yourself to play this?
Yeah.
And would you give me a tune?
That was lovely, actually. I really, really liked that. Thank you for your company today. See you down at the Tall Ships this afternoon. Have a good day.